the cob. That's called.
Oh yeah.
Called what?
Maksu.
Maksu. What's that?
Well, that's corn. Corn cooked. You cut the grain there and make a dish and cook it. It's good too. When it's tender, young, you know.
Mm.
But after it matured, you can't do that no more. That's for the horses now. Unless you want to make some flour with it.
When you took corn to mill and had it ground, what might you make out of it?
Well, cornbread.
Mm, cornbread, or would you ever make anything else?
Couscous.
Okay, they'd grind it up real fine.
Yeah.
And you'd make this in the morning, you'd boil it. And you boil the corn, boil it.
No, you put it in a skillet with an egg. Sometimes you put an egg in there,
yeah.
A little grease, lard, hog lard.
Yeah. But did you ever make grits?
Yeah. Yeah.
What were
you? You just fry that.
Fry what?
Grit in a skillet, you know, and stir it up.
Fry? Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's not the way we make grit.
No, but how you make it?
Well, we put it in a pot and boil it, see, and it would come out. It's real white, right? Grits?
Oh, no, but that ain't the way we've been doing it.
Do you know what do grits look like?
Well, it's kind of...
Is it white?
Yeah. Kind of yellowish, maybe.
Okay.
But it don't hold together, you know.
Yeah.
You put that in milk and eat that with milk, it's good. Yeah, you put that in the skillet and stir it up and fry it.
You put anything else in it?
Oh, you might put salt or something like that, you know.
I guess that's grits,
huh?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you ever take lye and put the kernel in there, the corn, and leach the kernel off the corn, and it would puff up and make... You ever had hominy?
No.
Okay. When do you pull the corn? When do you usually pull the corn? When it's making good what?
Pull it.
Yeah. You know, what the kind of corn you have that's tender enough to eat off the cob is called what? Off the cob, you know what the cob
yeah.
is?
Well, yeah, well, you break it off of the stalk.
Yeah.
And take the shucks out, the straw, right?
Yeah, and make what?
Make some maksu, we call it.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. You ever eat it on the cob?
Yeah, you can boil it. Put the cob in the pot, boil it, and heat it off of the cob, and make some maksu. That's, cut it and fry it. Cook it, you know.
Or roasting. You ever make roasting ears?
Oh, we did sometimes.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
You buy it?
You buy it.
Oh, I see.
When we were younger, we grow it.
You grow it.
Yes, but we don't do anymore.
No,
don't make it. There's so damn many insects around here.
Well, I'll ask you about that, but. The top of the stalk was the what? The top of the stalk was the...
The flower was up there. And the corn would make its flower.
Now, yeah, and up at the top of the corn stalk, what was that called?
We called it the flower.
Okay, the tassel or something like that? You know what that was?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get an ear of corn, you have to get the what off of it? Got to get off all
think you call that the shuck.
The shucks, and then you got to get off what else? All the stringy stuff?
Just that, the bottom we call that.
The beard?
Yeah, the beard.
Okay.
Take that off, and then cut it, and cook it, or put it in the oven, cook it in the oven, or boil it in water, whatever you want to do.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
You like your corn?
Yeah.
Now that large fruit that you'd make a jack-o'-lantern out of at Thanksgiving, What was that?
The fruit.
Big kind of thing you made a jack-o'-lantern out of at Thanksgiving? It was kind of yellow or... What they call it?
Oh, pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
Oh. What other kind of melons did you raise?
Oh, I used to, don't raise anymore, no. Some cantaloupe.
Uh-huh.
Cantaloupe. Plain watermelon.